Sharp's Fury by Bernard Cornwell. Read by Christian Rotzke. Richard Sharp and the Battle of Barossa. March 1811.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Part 1. The River. Chapter 1. You were never far from the sea in Cadiz. The smell of it was always there, almost as powerful as the stink of sewage. On the city's southern side, when the wind was high and from the south, the waves would shatter on the sea wall and spray would rattle on shuttered windows. After the Battle of Trafalgar, storms had battered the city for a week, and the winds had carried the sea spray to the cathedral and torn down scaffolding about its unfinished dome. Waves had besieged Cadiz, and pieces of broken ship had clattered on the stones, and then the corpses had come. But that had been almost 6 years ago, and now Spain fought on the same side as Britain, though Cadiz was all that was left of Spain. The rest of the country was either ruled by France or had no government at all. Guerrilleros haunted the hills, poverty ruled the streets, and Spain was sullen. February 1811. Nighttime. Another storm beat at the city, and monstrous waves shattered white against the sea wall. In the dark, the watching man could see the explosions of foam, and they reminded him of the powder smoke blasted from cannons. There was the same uncertainty about the violence.